AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol subpoenas former President Trump's White House counsel. Mike Gracia has this.
The House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection has issued a subpoena to former White House counsel Pat Cipollone. The subpoena was issued one day after former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified that Cipollone warned against then-President Donald Trump going to the Capitol with thousands of his supporters.
We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if we make that movement happen.
And do you remember which crimes Mr. Cipollone was concerned with?
In the days leading up to the 6th, we had conversations about potentially obstructing justice or defrauding the electoral count.
Cipollone gave the committee an informal interview on April 13th, but he has refused to provide on-the-record testimony. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott accuses the Biden administration of setting the conditions that led to the deaths of 53 out of 67 people crammed inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio.
Now, going back, many of these deaths could be prevented if Biden simply fully funded the Border Patrol operation of the United States of America and implemented the policies that the Border Patrol needs in order to do their real job.
Abbott, who is running for re-election, says he may once again order state troopers to the border to stop and inspect all trucks entering his state. Last time he did that, there were massive backups of traffic at the border crossings from Mexico. Homeland Security investigators believe the migrants got inside the trailer in Laredo, Texas, after they had crossed the border. Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell tells a meeting of his counterparts in Europe there's no guarantee the central bank can rein in inflation without hurting the job market. This is AP News. A new poll finds a growing number of people losing confidence in the direction of the country and President Biden's handling of the economy. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Some 85% of U.S. adults in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll say America is on the wrong track, including 8 in 10 Democrats. Much of the pessimism centers on the economy. 79% say it's poor, with the nation facing decades-high inflation and soaring food and gas prices. The president's overall approval rating remains the lowest since he took office, at 39%.
R. Kelly sentenced to 30 years in federal prison following his conviction on federal sex trafficking charges in Brooklyn. Lizette Martinez is one of his victims.
I never thought that I would be here to see him be held accountable for the atrocious things that he did to children.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.